Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
I was asking you, tell me what's the first thing that comes to your mind when I say the word Braille? The movie Black says number ending 990. Number ending 709 says dots. Number ending 313 says, Disha, Braille is a difficult language to learn even though you have good eyes. In fact, I'm very curious about Braille, and today is International Braille Day. I've been getting voice notes about this as well. Let's take a listen to those and then jump into that conversation with Sandesh.
Hi, Disha. Good morning. Braille, the first thing comes to me is the language for the blind.
Sandesh, firstly, congratulations for two big awards in 2015, courtesy Rotary for the best teacher and a nation builder.
Thank you.
Today is International Braille Day.
Correct.
I'm very fascinated by the Braille, Sandesh. If you can tell us a little something about Braille.
It has more than 200 years history about it.
Ooh, okay.
Person called Louis. He is a French guy. And he lost his eyesight when he was 3 years old. As a child, he's supposed to go for the school education. So he could not able to go there. Somehow, father put him in Royal Institute of Blind in Paris school. Somehow, the school principal, he used a copper wire and make the raised dots on the paper. He's able to read it. But Louis thought, I can read it now, but how do I write it?
Yeah.
So these are the two things are very important for persons with vision impairment. He comes to know in the French military, they were having a one code during the night. Without using the light, they used to communicate each other in the French army.
Yes.
By using that system, Louis invented simplification of Braille one.
I believe Braille is not a language, it's a code.
Exactly. It is a code. That's why actually it is modified from the French army code.
With those dots, you can write any language in the world.
Yes. But quite interesting. See, the English has 26 letters.
Yes.
All the alphabets has some numbers. Example, A ke liye 1 dalo.
Theek hai.
B ke liye 1, 2 means 1 and 2.
Correct.
C ke liye 1, 4. Like this.
I get it.
Alphabet has number. And similarly, very interesting, by using Braille, you can also type mathematics.
I assumed if you can write languages, I'm sure numbers can be figured out as well.
Very easy to learn, actually. It doesn't take much time.
I'm very curious. I might actually just come to you, Sandesh, to learn Braille. I would be very, very fascinated that on the tips of my finger, with my eyes closed, I can read. And this is normal reading left to right. You just move your fingers, right? Left to right. That's how it's done.
Yes, you should read left to right it. Just you need a logic for it. That's all.
And you need to know the codes.
That's all. Code is very easy. That's all. Hardly you need to spend half an hour or one hour.
Are there Braille books easily available in Bangalore?
Good question. They can go to, there is an organization called Mitra Jyoti.
Sandesh, tell me something. When did you learn to read Braille?
I learned when I was 9 years old.
At nine?
Yeah. I lost my eyesight when I was 7 years old. And I was not knowing where, means my parents also do not know where they need to put me for the education.
Right.
There were also no hope. Somehow my mother saw one girl in the school, sighted school. That girl was totally blind. She was learning Braille and all. She met her mother. Her mother
sweet, yes.
Guided me for the blind school. I learned Braille in Shivamogga, SAVK blind school.
Listen, I'm very keen on learning Braille, Sandesh. I'll be seeing you in the next few days somewhere. I'll catch you and I'm going to bug you. I hope that's okay.
Yeah, no problem. It's a pleasure to teach.
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho.